You're listening to the audio production of Worship Old and New by Robert E. Weber, published by Zondervan and read by Christopher Ragland. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit harperchristianaudio.com. Dedicated to my sister and her husband, Eleanor and Nelson Entwistle, in appreciation for the warm hospitality they have shown to many people, and especially for the love and tender care given to our parents in their maturing years. Preface. In the preface to the first edition of Worship Old and New, I wrote, "The primary value of the book is a classroom text in seminary and college courses on worship. However, it should also be of interest to pastors, Christian education directors, worship committees, and laypersons who wish to be more informed on the subject." In the second edition of Worship Old and New, I have resisted the temptation to write a simplistic and popular introduction to worship. Instead, I have maintained the scholarly flavor of the book and continue to see it as an academic introduction to the vast field of worship studies. Since Worship Old and New was published 11 years ago, an enormous quantity of books covering every aspect of worship has emerged. Additionally, the fires of worship renewal have spread in every direction. I have interacted with this renewed interest in worship in this revised edition. While a good portion of the original text has been maintained, the entire work has undergone significant revision. The material has been reorganized into four major divisions: the Biblical Foundations of Worship, a Biblical Theology of Worship, a Brief History of Worship, and the Practice of Worship. The biblical portion of the book has been strengthened with the addition of a new chapter on the biblical themes of worship and with a more thorough chapter on Old Testament worship. I have also reorganized the theological material and expanded the historical material to include a chapter on the renewal movements of the 20th century. The section on the practice of worship contains the most significant changes. Here, I have attempted to provide not only an academic understanding of worship, but a perspective through the eyes of the worship leader and the worshipers. I hope these improvements in Worship Old and New will make the work more useful for classroom study and a helpful guide for the practitioners of worship who wish to improve the worship of the local church. Finally, I wish to add a word of thanks to my editor, Matthew Maloli, and to Dr. Richard Leonard, who offered many suggestions for the improvement of this second edition of Worship Old and New. Robert Weber. Chapter 1. Introduction. On a recent visit to San Francisco, I had a Sunday open to visit the church of my choice. Looking in the yellow pages, I found an advertisement for St. Gregory Nissen Episcopal Church that asserted, "We follow an early church model of worship with full congregational participation and involvement." A visit to this church validated the advertisement. This church had a highly participatory and engaging style of worship. The congregation first gathered around a large table at the east end of the church. There, we practiced the Alleluias we were to sing in the service. Worship then began with an entrance hymn, and we all processed in a dance movement to the worship space for the service of the Word. After completing the entrance rites, we sat facing each other and listened to the Word of God read from a lectern flanked by African flags. After each scripture reading, a Tibetan gong was rung, and as its sound passed through the room, we meditated on the words we had heard. After the sermon, which was preached sitting down, an ancient custom, the congregation was invited to respond. One by one, the people stood and responded. Some asked questions and received an answer. Others spoke of needs met or awakened. Still others spoke of how God had spoken to them through the sermon or how God was present in their struggles. After the service of the Word, we processed with congregational dance back to the table. Standing around the table, we passed the peace of Christ, gave thanks over the bread and wine.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?